And thank you for listening to Utah Public Radio. Up next, it's our weekly movie review. Here's our film critic, Casey T. Allen.
Zoe Kravitz is a successful mainstream actress in Hollywood, and she has the filmography to prove it. She had supporting roles in X-Men First Class from 2011, and in two seasons of the HBO limited series Big Little Lies from 2017 and 2019. She also played Catwoman in the action drama The Batman with Robert Pattinson in 2022. So Ms. Kravitz has taken an unexpected and lofty step to director and co-screenwriter for the new release, Blink Twice, her feature-length directorial debut. Blink Twice is a sexy psychological thriller about two working-class cocktail waitresses and best friends who take the opportunity to embrace adventure but end up somewhere cruel. When the two girlfriends meet a famous, reclusive technology billionaire while working an exclusive gala, the billionaire invites them to join him on his private island for a luxury vacation. And of course, the ladies decide to go. As the sunny days are filled with gourmet food, designer drugs, and swimming in the pool, one woman named Frida starts noticing strange things hinting at something dangerous happening. She finds dirt under her fingernails, loses track of time, and discovers a room full of perfume bottles. All these clues make Frida start questioning her reality before she discovers the evil truth. Blink Twice is an eventful film with some exciting twists. As a darkly satirical response to the post-Me Too movement, it mixes lots of genres together, from comedy and sisterhood to bloody action and mystery. This unexpected mixture of genres is partly why Blink Twice remains entertaining and unpredictable. Because it's set on a tropical island with gorgeous men and women dressed in white, gradually peeling back a beautiful facade, it reminds me of Greek mythology tales like the Lotus Eaters or Circe from the Odyssey. The cinematography is both seductively colorful and quietly covert, highlighting the rich smells and textures of the blooming lilies and slithering snakes surrounding a large hacienda where this film was shot on location in the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico. With a runtime of only 1 hour and 42 minutes, nothing feels too slow or too rushed thanks to the carefully written original screenplay. This film is very rated R, though, with a lot of language, violence, and drug use, so make sure you steel yourself with as much courage as you can muster before entering the theater. In the same line as past films Don't Worry Darling from 2022 and Infinity Pool from 2023, Blink Twice reminds viewers about the treachery of misinformation and the masculine abuse of power from the 1% elite. Are you having a good time? Well, if you are, maybe it doesn't matter what happens to you. For Flicks at 48, I'm Casey T. Allen.